Nadine Risha in the house. She does have CDs available. It's so amazing. I was just so moved, so touched, so wow. So nice. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you so much for making the journey and being here. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, now what do? I don't even know what to do now. That was so beautiful. And yet it's Christmas time, so this is going to have to just always be my Christmas tradition, because I wrote this years ago. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through my mind, I was thinking of all the great things I might find. Affirmations were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that my consciousness soon would be there. Inner garbage was wrapped all up, like in a bow. From the outside, I might have appeared like a pro. When negativity was my only mind chatter, I sprang to awareness to see what's the matter. When what to my wandering eyes should appear, new thought people saying, get your stuff clear. With beautiful beings so lively and quick, I thought for a moment, this must be a trick. Up until now, please hear me, they said, your world you've created with thoughts in your head. Life is a journey that you have been granted. Be mindful of the things that you've planted. Be brilliant, be loving, be perfectly smart. Love who you are and open your heart. You are the gift, the vision is clear. Be consciously mindful, the world is your mirror. And I heard them exclaim as they drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Oh, I should have ended with that. Yeah, I should have ended with that, but that's okay. I forgive myself. As we move forward in happiness and goodness, and I've been traveling around. I've done some contracts with prior seminars so that I can really teach science of mind out there in the world. And it's so interesting when people get a dose of what we get to have every Sunday, and actually in our lives, this life philosophy that we're creating our own reality, and we get to choose what we think. Because people get so caught up in, they make me so mad, they make me, they do it, it's out there. And when they realize it's all, we're creating it. So you get a choice on what you think and what you carry and what we hold on to. And it's a constant reminder. I don't know about any of you, but for me it's a constant reminder that putting that old story down. I remember years ago when I worked with some people in corporate America, and one of the gentlemen, he's like, I'm going to come over to your office, and I'm going to teach you the Sedona method. And I said, excellent. So I cleared all this space on my calendar, and he said, okay, see that piece of paper? Pick it up. Now put it down. That's it. You put it down. Done. The Sedona method of letting stuff go. You pick it up, you remind yourself that I put that down. I do not need to pick up that story again. Because we tend to regurgitate the same stories over and over and over again. And this Christmas, giving ourselves the gift of being fully present and being at that space of love and letting go of the past is the greatest gift we can give ourselves. It's the greatest gift that we can give the world. I remember watching and I haven't watched it this year. It's a Wonderful Life. Anybody watch it yet this year? And if you've never seen it, you better watch it. You better watch out. You better not pout. Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life. It's the old movie with Jimmy Stewart. And in the beginning, it's the two stars talking, and it's like the great technology of the time where it's like a blinking light is the angel star talking to the other one. And it's like, oh, it's Clarence's time to get his wings. And so he's watching the life of Mr. George Bailey. And George Bailey has stayed home and ran his father's business. And all of a sudden, he accidentally left some money in a package and it went to the wrong person in town, Mr. Potter. But George Bailey is feeling discouraged. And it's like watching the whole life, his whole entire life and all the lives that he had touched. And the stars are talking, and Clarence, who's trying to earn his wings, he's like, why do I need to help George Bailey? Is he sick? Did something happen? And the angel, the head angel, said, worse. He's discouraged. Worse than being sick, worse than anything happening is being discouraged. So he went down and, of course, helped him. It's like, oh, what would life be like if I had never shown up? He's like, oh, I'd have been better off to have never been born. Can you ever imagine your life if you'd have never been born? who you are is an amazing gift in so many lives that each of you touch. That's why we're here. That's why we show up. We don't know the impact that we're making on other people's lives. I think of people in my life and the impact that they've made on my life. Each and every one of you, each and every person that's touched our lives has brought us to this point. So being in that space of gratitude and putting down the old story, the coulda, woulda, shouldas, that this happened and that happened, where we get to take responsibility for our life and say, this is the best life ever. And I'm going to honor myself by tuning into my intuition, tuning into that inner knower, loving myself fully. Ernest Holmes said this about the great spiritual the great spiritual teachers, the great spiritual geniuses, whether it was Moses, Buddha, Plato, Socrates, Jesus, or Emerson, have taught men to look within themselves to find God. Really, the greatest gift was teaching us how to look inside. In fact, the Christ consciousness, Jesus, that was the new thought of, it's all within you. That's why the whole teaching is here about Jesus, because Jesus came as not just the great teacher, but the great example. So it's like the great example for each one of us, and the new thought is that it's not out there, which prior to that time, everything's out there. You know, the thunder's happening because the gods are mad, and this is happening because the gods are mad, where it's just everything in our life is happening based on how we feel about ourselves. So within, so without. All the great teachers have taught that look within, because it's all inside of us. And when we trust ourselves, trust that Christ consciousness, trust that spirit within, that's when life gets beautiful. All the power of the universe is with you. Feel it, know it, and then act as if it were true. I love that. Feel it, know it, act as if it were true. I always say visualize, verbalize, and feelingly believe it. So it's like when we get ourselves clear on what it is that we're wanting, the life that we want to express, and then we just put it on, step into that space, and then act as if it's true. Everything's good. Everyone that shows up is loving, that my life is in divine order. Everything that's happening is perfect, and then we just get excited about it. And then be like a child on Christmas morning coming down to the... Did most of you do that on Christmas morning? The packages, the Santa, the stuff was going to be there? Some of you are like, yeah, no. Okay, all right. Well, it's like that excitement of Christmas morning, like something new, something exciting, something wonderful is happening. And we have to know that every day, that something new, something wonderful, something exciting is happening in, as, and through us. And if we were to wake up every day that is like, yes, everything that's happening is for my highest and best. Wonderful things are unfolding. And that we just love ourselves through every single process, letting go of the stories and the things that do not serve us. Easier said than done. Sedona method. Pick it up, put it down. Pick it up, put it down. Back away from that story that is not serving us, because it does seem to get recycled and recycled. And I've allowed myself, if there's something going on, it's like, all right, I can talk about it three times. I'll usually write and rip, and that's one. Let me talk about it. Okay, it's not quite done because we have layers. Let me talk about it and let me release it. Let me go into prayer treatment. Let me know that everything that's happening is happening for the highest and best of everyone concerned, and that love is flowing through, and that's the greatest gift. I mean, that was really the greatest gift that Jesus taught, is that love yourself, love yourself, love others. See the good and divinity in others. We are to look for God in each other. This is from Ernest Holmes, The Hidden Power of the Bible. We are to look for God in each other and to love this God, forgetting all else, forgetting everything else, that there is that connection, that spark, that oneness. I remember the first time I took a forgiveness workshop, and Reverend Brian Anderson, he had us write a letter at somebody we were mad at, and I was so mad at my sister-in-law. It's like, I was really in touch with the anger. It's like, here's what you did. Here's how it made me feel. Here's what I learned from it. And if I decide I'm going to forgive you, or maybe someday in the future, think about considering forgiving you. So I'm just so into this. You ever get that way where you're so into the story, so into the anger, the frustration about something that happened? And then he went back, he said, okay, what is the one thing that we teach here? God is everywhere. There's only one. There's only one. There's only one. There's only one. So everywhere you put the other person's name, go through and cross that out and put your name in. Oh, I got it right in that moment. So within, so without. So everything I said to her, I could just go to the mirror and say to myself. My mom used to say, if one finger's pointing that way, you've got three pointing back at you. It's more the truth about you than it is about anything else out there. And I have to remember that when situations happen. It's like, okay, what is the truth about myself that I'm experiencing out here that's a reflection of something in here? And when the reflection out here is not looking so good, you know, you want to cover the mirror, you want to cover the situations, things that are going on, that's when it's time to sit in prayer. And it's like, okay, Spirit, what is the message here? What am I to learn? And what am I to do with this? The first thing, of course, is the Sedona method. Let me just put that down and let me move forward. Because it doesn't really matter what happens in life. All that matters is what are we going to do about it? How do we move forward from here? With ease, with grace, with love, with compassion. And therein lies the challenge some days, right? So I was reading this wonderful story about Anthony Ray Hinton, who was spent 30 years on death row for a crime he did not commit. Yeah, he was working in a locked factory at the time of the crime that was he was being accused of. Absolutely something he couldn't have done. And he said, you know, maybe it was because of the color of his skin. But during his time on death row, he became a counselor and a friend to all the people around. He touched lives in a beautiful way right where he was in this 6 foot by 8 foot little space that he had to live in, seeing the outside sky maybe 30 minutes each day. When he finally got out, because so many people were urging, all of the guards and all of the people that knew of him urged that you have to release this man. He is not guilty. Here's the total evidence for where he was. So he was released, and he was interviewed on 60 Minutes. And the interviewer asked him whether he was angry at those who had put him in jail, and he responded that he had forgiven all the people who had sent him to jail. The interviewer said, how could you do this? How could you forgive them? And he said, they took 30 years of your life. How could you forgive them and not be angry? And he said, if I'm angry and unforgiving, then they take up the rest of my life. It's like that space in our head, and many times we're carrying that person with us in our mind or that situation with us, and it's like, all right, it's time to clear that and be as little children when they're so excited coming down on Christmas Day, excited about the new day, excited about the new life, and excited about what's going to happen next. What am I going to learn next? What is the next adventure for me to go on? Whether it be just into the kitchen to get fudge or and that's a great adventure. Yeah. What is the next adventure? And just getting excited about it, being happy enough to put everything else down. And happiness is such a choice. We get to choose whether we're going to be happy or whether we're just going to hold that anger with us and frustration or that story and keep regurgitating it over and over. It's like, put it down. Let it go. Be in that space of openness, where we get to see the divinity in each and every person. And sometimes we might be curious, huh, what part of spirit are you that's flowing and expressing in my world? Sometimes we could be curious about that. But the most important thing is to be that love, be that space of love, and just send it out to the world. Looking at different perspectives, do we see the glass half empty or do we see the glass half full? How are we seeing things? And I found myself with a couple different situations that were going on. Because when I started traveling with Prior Seminars, it's like, wow, when I worked for National Seminars, they gave us less drive time. They didn't have us on the road so much because it was like boom, boom, boom. It was a lot. And so I started becoming the complainer. And I looked at my sister and I said, you need to stop me when I do that. Because sometimes I forget to stop myself. It's like, whoa, need to stop you there. Got other things to do, other better exciting stories to tell. And it's like, okay, exciting adventures are happening all the time. And we can get into the habit. And it's a habit that we get into of telling the stories over and over and over. So finding new habits. And a habit is just something that we just keep doing and doing and doing. So finding new ways to look at life, to look at it from a different perspective. Take ourselves away from the story that we're in and step back from it. What would somebody else tell you? What would Jesus say? What would Buddha say? What would Emerson say? What would Ernest Holmes say? They'd say, let it go. I remember the story of Ernest Holmes when Mrs. Brown came to his house because she wanted him to heal her. You need to heal me. I need to be healed. And his wife had taken Mrs. Brown up to a room and laid her down on the bed because her stomach had been hurting. And she had this big, remember back in the day, they used to have these water bladders where you just put the hot water in this bladder thing. You might want to Google search it if you're too young to know what these are. But it was just this crazy little bladder of water. And she's laying on the bed with this bladder of water on. And Ernest Holmes walks in the room and he starts laughing. She's like, what are you laughing at? You look funny. Sometimes we just look funny. It's like, you know what? Don't take ourselves so seriously. Lighten up on ourselves. Laugh about the things and let it go. And move forward with ease and grace and joy and excitement. Some people will say, oh, how can I let this go? Well, how can you not let it go? Because the more we tell that story over and over, we just create more of it. You state it, you create it. So it's like, okay, I don't want to be creating that, so let me not talk about that story anymore. Let me put that story down. Let me come to the space of love and moving in the direction of our dominant thoughts, because our subconscious mind is a driver, and everything we put in there, like a tally sheet, is moving us in that direction. So if I have half empty, half empty, half empty, everything, I'm just going to keep creating more of that. So let me know that my glass is always full of everything I need, full of air, full of water, everything I need. Glass is always full, not half full. It's always full. And we can get excited about life just by choosing and deciding. And it's like, okay, if I was a little kid, how would I do this? Because kids keep it very simple. They're usually straightforward with everything, and they're very excited about the next thing. Now, they might throw a temper tantrum, and sometimes we do. But it's like, okay, put that down. Let me keep planting the seeds of what I do want. Let me keep seeing the joy and the love in everyone. Day by day, present awareness. Happiness is not a future projection, nor is happiness a past experience. Happiness is a present moment awareness. Connecting with the presence, spirit, God, divine, source, creator, etc. Just being aware of the oneness and the excitement. Just like the gentleman, Anthony Ray Hinton, going into, you know, being in a space, it's like making the best of being in prison when he knew he wasn't guilty, but making the best of being where we are. He said, now I don't run from the rain. I see people running from the rain. He's like, I run to the rain, run to the sunshine, run to the open doors, run to the excitement, run to the next adventure. So I encourage you to be ye as little children. Get excited about everything. Go buy some toys for Christmas. If you're not spending Christmas with anyone, go wrap some presents for yourself. and unwrap them. It's like, okay, Play-Doh is like the best thing ever. So there's so many things that we can do to find the joy, the excitement, the happiness, and then share that with others, because there's so many lives that you're touching. So let's go inside our heart of hearts as we just close our eyes to any distractions, knowing that in this moment, right here, right now, we see things from a whole different perspective. From the eyes of a child, from the Christ consciousness, from Emerson, Buddha, Ernest Holmes, reminding us how amazing we are. That each and every person here has their own gifts, their own talents, their own beauty, touching all the lives that you touch. Knowing with every breath that each of us take that the universe is whispering, thank you for showing up. The universe would not be the same had you not shown up. Thank you for being you. Thank you for showing up. Hearing the whispers of spirit, you are the gift. Remind yourself of that. As each and every day we get to unwrap ourselves. Who are we today? How am I showing up? Present, love, happiness, joy-filled. Knowing that we have the opportunity to create at every moment this beautiful life. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person here, that this Christmas, this day, this moment, there is that beautiful awareness, beautiful awakening of the divinity of the I Am, that we are beautifully, brilliantly, individualized expressions. With joy and excitement as a child, that we laugh, we play, we sing, we dance. Regardless of everything else, we move forward in the direction that we choose. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing and for each and every person here, I just release my word knowing all is well, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.